Welcome to the Take the Reins Goal Setting and Empowerment Project. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching. Congratulations on being here, on having the courage to try something totally new, and on taking this step toward getting your dreams out of your head and putting them out into the world. I am so excited and honored to be a part of your journey, and I'm ready to lead you through this amazing process. In the first session, we're going to tackle vision. Whatever your ideas are right now about what vision means and about the role it plays in your life, I guarantee you those ideas will change as you go through this process, and you'll gain clarity about what it is that you want to create with your one wild and precious life. What is vision, and why the heck does it matter? Visioning is the ability to imagine that which will come to be. Vision exists when an experience or an event appears vividly or credibly in your mind, even before that event actually takes place. The dictionary calls it a vivid, imaginative conception or anticipation. People who have a clear vision can connect their daily activities to their future. They're able to imagine that which does not yet exist, and therefore can intentionally create and bring something new into existence. The vision you have for your life, for a project, for a particular dream, or even for the world gives you a destination. Having a vision keeps you from going around in circles wondering why you keep passing the same places over and over again. For sure, some people are more naturally inclined toward vision than others, but visioning is not a talent limited only to particular people. It's a skill that can be learned and honed. And we're going to do that here. Visioning is our starting point in Take the Reins because it creates context for your goals. If you have a goal that is not supported by and in alignment with a larger vision for your life, it will almost certainly end up on the cutting room floor. You may feel eager at this point to get on with your current goals and start the planning process. I invite you, however, to trust me as I ask you to zoom out for a bird's eye view of your life and take the time to explore what's possible for you over the next few years. Vision can help you identify your core values, uncover lost dreams, discover new ones, and give you a glimpse into what you're truly capable of. In this course, I'm going to ask you to step out of the comfy, well-worn boots that you wear in the present and step into the boots that you're wearing 5 years from now. Not only is it 5 years from now, but it's been the best 5 years of your life. The best 5 years of your life. Go to the first section in your Take the Reins training notebook and give yourself a day or two to play with the vision questions. 5 years from now, what has happened? How do you feel? What have you accomplished? What have you learned? If you've done an exercise like this before, take it to the next level this time. Live in these questions for a couple of days before you actually sit down to write. Creating vision is about moving to the upside. There are so many advantages to having a clear vision for what you want to create in your life. When I ask people what the most valuable outcome has been for them having completed this program or gone through this process, clarity is the number one answer that I get. When you're riding, you don't ask for a shoulder in without knowing what you want, what the aids are, and having a clear picture in your head of what you're asking your horse to do. You don't start your show jumping round without knowing the course, what lines you intend to take, and the pace you want. And yet, so many of us wander through our lives without knowing what it is we really want. What do we want to create? What do we want to do? What do we want to accomplish? Vision allows you to make conscious choices rather than wing it. It helps you make important decisions more easily, keeps you energized and excited, helps you fulfill your true potential, and provides you with a solid foundation upon which to build your dreams and goals. Look around you. There are two ends of the spectrum when it comes to how people relate to vision. On the upside of the spectrum are people you probably know or admire from afar. They seem to always be taking on the next thing, doing what they love, accomplishing their goals, and finding happiness in every day. These are people who may look like success comes easy to them. That's what you see on the outside. They likely have had their fair share of ups and downs, though. They also have a vision for their lives that keeps them resilient and constantly creating new stories rather than reliving the same old ones over and over. On the other end of the spectrum are people living in the past, wishing things had been different, complaining about what they don't have, afraid to claim a new direction or try new things for fear of failing or looking silly to others. No matter where you are along this spectrum, and most of us are somewhere in the middle, this session is about moving you to the upside, where you're really clear about what you love, what you want, and where you're headed. This does not mean that you need to know exactly where you'll live 5 years from now, what job you'll have, what your business will look like, who your relationships are with, or what horse you'll own. It simply means that you've had the courage to explore your vision for your future and identify what really matters to you. Vision is about how you want to feel, what you want your relationships to be like, what you want to learn, and who you want to be. You might think, if having a clear vision is so awesome, why don't we all have one? Most of us tend to focus on the past. We're guided by our past experiences. Whether we want to relive a particular time in our lives or avoid the reoccurrence of unpleasant events, this is what most often guides us. It's our fear of what might or might not happen, rather than our desire, that most powerfully informs our lives. We get comfortable and we feel safe when we're living to avoid risk. We get really good at what I call regular thinking. Regular thinking is the habitual way in which we think about what is possible. I know from having had conversations now with hundreds and hundreds of people about this, that when asked to envision what their best lives will be like in 5 years, most people want to start only with what is realistic. Their minds immediately go to what is not possible, what cannot possibly happen, and why. In regular thinking, the mind automatically goes to what feels the most safe. And for most of us, this is the habitual way in which we view our lives, as a series of problems that either need to be or cannot be solved. This is totally natural. It was actually necessary for our ancestors when their survival depended upon their ability to stay safe from moment to moment in a world fraught with imminent danger. Now, regular thinking simply keeps us from taking risks that might lead to failure, criticism, or disappointment. These are usually the very same risks that we need to take in order to lead rich, fulfilling lives and accomplish big goals. Most people have a more vivid awareness of their limitations than they do of all that's possible for them. And most of the time, these are perceived rather than real limitations. As you answer the vision questions in your training notebook, notice your regular thinking when it sneaks in. Start to identify which limitations are real and which are simply beliefs that you've developed over time. Beliefs that are not real. If your limitations involve a lack of money, lack of time, or lack of resources, I am telling you right now that they are driven by something deeper. If your limitations involve a lack of time, a lack of money, or a lack of resources, look a little further. I'm not asking you to overlook real limitations, only to identify the ones that you have come to believe to be real, but aren't. What beliefs do you have that are not actually true? One of the first things you'll want to do when you're creating your vision is to start to shift your regular thinking into possibility thinking. Possibility thinking allows you to move past all of your perceived can'ts, won'ts, shouldn'ts, and buts. It allows you to get to the heart of who you are, what's important to you, and what you can create in your life. Start to look at the world from the perspective of what's possible rather than from the perspective of what's not. For now, don't think about how you will make things happen. Stay focused wholeheartedly on what you want to create. Notice that I talk about what you want to create versus what you want to have. The attainment of particular things, credentials, and awards are an important part of your vision, and they represent meaningful accomplishments. They will not stand up alone, however, to the challenges inherent in manifestation unless you connect them to a sense of purpose and to your core values. Keep asking yourself, why is this important to me, and what will be possible once I've accomplished it? How do you make vision come to life? Your vision will arise from the things you love and the things that are the most important to you. Tune into the emotions you love to feel, the places you most love to be, the people or animals you most like to be around, and the times in your life when you feel the most joy. Ask yourself what you're grateful for. When do you feel calm and the most present? When do you feel happy? Gratitude is a powerful way to shift into an expansive frame of mind from which to practice vision. Use gratitude to help you identify what matters to you the most. Use it to get in the mood for creating your vision. It can be easy to get caught up in the irritations, frustrations, and distractions of daily life once you've created your vision. Of course, we all do it because this is our existence. It's important to stay present and involved in what's occurring right now. And it's also important to keep present to your vision and what you want to create. I encourage you to develop some sort of daily practice or ritual that helps you stay connected to your vision. I started one several years ago when I was feeling particularly bogged down and unable to move forward in my life. This practice has been key in making my vision for my business and my life as it is now come to fruition. I do one thing every day that will have a long-term impact on my life, even if it's a tiny thing. One thing every day that will have a long-term impact on my life. This keeps me from getting so caught up in the rat wheel of urgent tasks like emails, phone calls, barn work, laundry, etc., that I don't move forward in my life. Other examples of rituals might be having a visualization that you do before you go to bed every night, or reading books that keep you inspired, writing in a journal, or developing a mantra that you say to yourself every day. The sky's the limit. Write down your daily vision ritual in your training notebook. Another way to stay present to your vision is to make really clear distinctions between your needs, your wants, and your desires. Your needs, your wants, and your desires. A need is something that has to happen in order for you to survive, stay safe, or get from point A to point B. Needs are usually no-brainers in terms of making yes or no decisions about whether to do a particular thing or not. Where the rubber meets the road is in the decisions about wants and desires. A want is something that you would like to have because it will bring you pleasure or immediate gratification. Wants are usually powerful in the moment, but they don't lead to anything of significant value in the future, and they can actually be destructive in the long run. For me, splurging on things I don't really need, eating amazing food, buying my morning latte, ordering a blingy brow band, or watching just one more episode of Newsroom are all wants. Now, don't get me wrong. Life is definitely made better, richer, and more fun by indulging in wants now and again. The catch is that if you habitually choose to fulfill your wants, your desires can then be left unfulfilled. Desires are deeply held wishes or hopes for your life. They are directly related to your vision and your life's purpose. Desires are powerful, but quite often require short-term sacrifices and reap long-term rewards. I have a desire for financial freedom and peace of mind. I might have to give up some of my lattes and my blingy brow bands toward that end. I have a desire that my son become a well-adjusted, happy adult. So I might have to deal with some unpleasant conflict as I hold him to higher standards than he'd like. I desire to be a successful and compassionate trainer. I might have to forego shortcuts, ride difficult horses, and put in some long hours instead of chain watching Newsroom in order to make that happen. In each case, I've identified my desires powerfully as a part of my vision. This helps me make choices that are in alignment with those, rather than cruising along, doing what's easy, drinking lattes, watching TV, and buying shiny things while my desires remain unfulfilled. One outcome of the visioning process is that your desires become more powerful and influential in your life than your wants. One outcome of the visioning process is that your desires become more powerful and influential in your life than your wants. Think about this. That's it for session one of Take the Reins. I can't wait to meet you for session two. Thanks.